This is Tehillim 49, Memtes, Lamanatzeach. This is a strong prayer. Livne Korach, to the children of Korach, who it's an argument exactly who they were. Either they were the sons of Korach in the time of Moshe, or they were the descendants of the sons of Korach in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And he said a mizmar. A mizmar is a song, a praise. Now, this particular kapitel is said in the house of mourning. And that's not a particular place where one would sing. Yet, this is called a mizmar, because the kapitel outlines the benefits of someone who engages in the ruchnius, who engages in developing his spirituality, as opposed to someone who's running after the material things in life. Shimuzos, listen to this. The Tehillim starts in Pasuk Beis. So our Chazal said, what is this? Zos is the Torah. Kol ha'amim, all the nations. Because when God came to give the Torah to the Jewish people, he offered it to all the nations. Hazinu, listen, from far away, Kol Yoshvei Chalad, all the people of the world. Now, why is Chalad called world? Our Chazal tells because it's rust-colored. So is earth-colored. Another interpretation, this called Kol Yoshvei Chalad, because every animal that exists in the ocean exists on land, except for one. The Chulda, the weasel, exists in the land, but does not exist in the ocean. Also Chalad, because rust, the world gets older and older, but it doesn't seem to decay. Gam b'nei Adam, even the masses, the children of Adam, Gam b'nei Ish, also the children of Yaakov, or the nobleman, Yachad, together, Asher, the innocent, the Evion, and the guilty. As the Targum explains, Asher is rich, Evion is poor. All these people, Pi Yedaber Chachmos, my mouth speaks of wisdom, V'hogus Libi, and the thoughts of my heart, or the, as the Targum explains, the singing of my heart, to Vunos, Svunos, send out with understanding. Ate, the Moshal Ozni. I'll turn to the Torah, which is called the Moshal, because it's very difficult to understand the Torah, if not for a Chazal. Eftach, Bechinar Chidasi. I'll open up my story with a harp. In other words, great singing. Lama, what is this great song that he's talking about? Lama ira bimei ra. Why should I fear in the day of evil? That is the time when a person passes from this world. Avon akevai yisubeni. When the punishment that I see in the future for the sins, that turns me around. I realize what's going to be, that if a person thinks about not being able to sit in Gan Eden for eternity, then this is a measure he can use to see that the sins are very non-cost effective. One sin can take him down to Shal Tachtis for eternity. Habotchem achelam. There are those people who believe in money. In other words, I once met a woman, she said, I have one friend, and that's my money. She was an older woman, and she was telling me how she's so lucky she has that friend. Uvarov ashram is halalo. They praise themselves because of the great wealth. There are some people, even on our times, they say, I know everything. I did it all. Since I have the money, that must make me very smart. I'm so smart. Ach, lo fado yifte ish. The next pasuk says that a brother cannot be redeemed by his brother. If he gets captured or if he needs trouble, he can't come to his brother. Lo yitein lelokim kafro. He can't give Hashem bribes. He can't pay off Hashem. If he's stuck, if he's in a problem, he can't. He has no way to turn. V'yeka pidyon nafsham. In other words, the money can't help him in all situations, because if they see he has money, they just increase the ransom even further. V'chad ali olam. Then he never gets out. His money won't do him a thing. V'yechi od lanetzach v'lo yira hashachas. Does a person live forever and he doesn't see death? Someone once told me, you never saw a person who had his 150th birthday. Ki yira chachamim yamuso. Because you see that the chachamim who are rishayim, they die. Yachad, kisil, var, together, the fool and the boor, yovedu, they are destroyed. V'ozvu lacherim chelam. They leave over for the tzaddikim their money. They leave over the money for somebody else. They don't even get to spend their money. Kirbam batemo liolam. Inside of themselves, they say they're convinced that their houses, their gashmis, their material things will last forever. Or some say it's kivram. They really read a little bit backwards. Their burial places are forever. Mishkanosam, their dwelling with dar vadar, is. They think their dwellings for every generation. Karu bishmosam ale adamos. They call their names. This, I'm going to name this block after me, this house, this marina. Ale adamos, on fortified city. They name things after them. Or, as the Targum says, the desolate places. They take even the worst places. They build it up to show how great they are. The Adam, but their evil man. The car in his greatness, Bal Yolin. He doesn't rest in death. When he dies, that's it. Nimshal kabehemos nidmu. He's like an animal. He's like a dead carcass. What does he have? Just a gashmius. It's just the material things. Then he's just a carcass if he hasn't developed his intellect or his spirituality. Zed darkom kesa lamo. This is what the stupidity does to him. To the fool, he doesn't realize. He keeps running after the gashmis, after the material things. And what does he have? Achareihem. And then the final analysis, or as the Radak says, his children, befihem, in their mouth, yirtzu sela. They will run to say his averus, or to say witness against him. In other words, his own averus say witness against him. I happen to see there's a pasuk in Kehelis that says "Bechesef yanes akol," and money answers everything. So people are very sarcastic when they quote that pasuk. They say, "See, money is everything." So the targum on that pasuk says "Bechesef yanes akol," that when a person comes up to Shemayim, his money lines up, and each dollar he spent, a penny or whatever, says witness against him or for him. Oh, he spent his money for this, he spent his money for that. So this is what it means. Yane, it will answer. When a person comes up to Shemayim, this will answer for him. Katzon l'sha'ol shatu mavis. Like sheep to the death, they put the tzaddikim to death. Now the Yerushalayim, you know, had a vengeance against the tzaddikim and put them to death. Yireim, the Russia killed him. The Yirdu Vam Yisharim, and they tormented the straight people. Baboker, but in the day of judgment, the Tzuram and their bodies, Lavalos Shaol, they will destroy hell. They will destroy the underground. They're so evil, like Nebuchadnezzar, Mizvulo, because he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They are so evil that they destroy Gehenna. As some say that this pasuk means, Katzon l'sha'ol Shatumavis, that the Risharim will be taken down to the death like sheep. Ach Elokim yiften nafshi miad sha'ol. Hashem, you should redeem my nefesh from death, ki yikocheni sela, because I took the Torah sela forever. Al tira ki yashir ish. Sometimes you're afraid a person has a lot of money, so the Tehillim is saying, don't be afraid. Just like Moshe was not afraid of Korach, who was very rich, don't be afraid if a person has the power. Ki yirbech kvod beso, that he has a beautiful house, or he has a lot of honor in his house. Ki lo v'moso yikach hakol. Not in death he's going to take everything. Lo yerad acharav kvodo. He's not going to have his honor come after him. Ki nafsho b'chayav yivarech. Because the Rasha feels invincible. He blesses himself. Ki yoducha. And everybody has to admit. Ki seitiv loch. That is, that the tzaddik has it better. The tzaddik has it better. He focuses on the ruchnius. He feels better. He has a better life than just focusing, running after the money. And what does it do? Tavo adar avosav. Now, there's an argument about how this pasuk is read. Sometimes the tzaddik will come to his forefathers. And Rashi says it means the Rasha will come to his relatives in Gehenna. Maybe both. Ad netzach, till forever the Rasha lo yiru or. He will not see light. Adam bikar v'lo yavin. A person who's a Rasha, when he's in the splendor, he doesn't understand. Nimshal kabhemos nidmo. That he's just compared to an animal. That's all he is. If he's just focusing on the earthly things, then what does he have? But if a person focuses on the ruchnius, then he sings, that is the beginning, just as we say in the beginning, the Hogus Libi, my heart sings of Tivuna, of understanding. And this is what will give us satisfaction in life.